Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Durf and Donifird's Dumpy Dudes.
I hate you, Ryan Wiggins.
You love it. The Dumpy Dudes.
I like that one a lot. You know, I'm starting to think that maybe not all of the ones that you made are in here, because it feels like my least favorite ones are the ones that have
It does
played.
Seem like that one's played already.
Like decisions were made.
But it is totally random, so it could hit the same one twice without hitting another
one. I guess I believe you.
Maybe it's possible that somebody else is using them and just cycling through them, and they're coming back to us at the same ones because...
Who voluntarily could possibly want to play those?
Del Walmsley.
Del. That's got to be it.
You know, I would ask for context, but... I'm not going to. There's just absolutely no reason for that. What is coming up this weekend in sports? It is Friday. It is what we do on Fridays, at least what we start sports in local with. So we'll go ahead and start off with the St. Louis Blues. They took a beating on Wednesday night against their rivals, the Chicago Blackhawks. They lost at home 8-3. Now, it's kind of funny. They've played four games. The two at home have been atrocious. They have gotten outscored 13-3. The two on the road, they have looked very good, and they are outscoring their opponents 9-4.
How experienced is this team?
Do what you want with that info.
Like, are they a young team? Are they veterans? Good mix?
Annie, that's a really good question. It's a very healthy balance. There are some very highly regarded players on this team that are very young. They have that veteran mix of guys like our captain, Braden Schenn, as well as Justin Falk, Colton Parayko, Jordan Binnington.
What about Caillou?
But you also have guys like Jordan Kyrou that you could still consider are young-ish.
He's probably the type of guy who would beat you up for calling him Caillou.
No, I don't think so.
Is he a fighter?
No.
He's more of a lover.
He's a lover?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a fighter.
Would you say that this team is... How would you say that they are morally?
You're just trying to get him to say, that's a really good question, Ryan, like he just said to me about a sports question.
Yeah. Like, would you say that they are of high moral fiber? Do they towel snap each other in the locker room? Or are they above
There's
that?
There's no right way to answer this question. The right thing to do on the Annie Fry Show is to move on and pretend he's not here.
Well, how I'll answer this is exactly like
the
that.
The moral fiber of the St. Louis Blues is fine.
He goes in the locker room, though. He would know if they were towel
Here's the thing, though.
Is
Unlike
he the towel snapper?
In the...
Is that your job?
No, that is not my job.
Could you start?
No. I like being able to go into the
Maybe
locker room.
Maybe he's the John Bolton of the Annie Fry Show.
Unbelievable.
Who's that guy that looked like Ethan from 97.1 but has a mustache now?
I don't know, but I definitely understand he to be with the Mark Reardon Show.
That's Gary Wood. Gary Wood.
Gary Wood. Have you worn your Gary Wood shirt yet?
No.
You need to wear it.
I haven't.
That. You're starting to hurt my feelings.
Sorry. I'll wear the poster.
Okay. Just like at the golf course.
The poster. more sports in local coming up this weekend. The Missouri Tigers traveling to Auburn, Alabama to face off against the Auburn Tigers. Mizzou, after their loss last week against Alabama, dropped from 14th to 16th in the rankings. Auburn on the year is 3-3. The Tigers currently a point and a half favorite over Auburn. And then the Illinois Fighting Illini. See, this is sad, okay? I checked these on my app, my ESPN app, to see, okay, who do they play? And there's a top 25 setting to find them, but I can't see the Illinois Fighting Illini on there anymore because they're not ranked in the top 25. The Illinois Fighting Illini, they have the week off, so they don't even play this weekend. They get an opportunity to get a breather after the loss last week against the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one team in the country. I feel like in the last several weeks, maybe it's been over a month, we've heard some news about just things going on at Lambert Airport, the types of improvements that they are wanting to make, as well as the adding, the flights to the direct flights to London starting in April of 2026. Well, there is a new groundbreaking that is going on currently at Lambert Airport. Last Monday, this started. A new airfield maintenance and snow removal equipment facility has started. Construction on it has started. The maintenance facility's cost, get this, $115 million, according to the airport funding for the project, was made possible by a $20 million grant from the FAA that was supported by Senator Schmidt, and a $4.5 million grant from the Airport Infrastructure Grant Program via the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Once complete in late 2027, the 285,000-square-foot complex will consolidate airfield operations, including snow removal, the airport auto shop, materials warehousing, landscaping, and maintenance. So, you know, they're doing a, I give them credit for this. They're doing a lot of work to make, you know, what oftentimes is the first greeting of St. Louis, the airport, which is very lowly regarded nationally as far as airports in the country go. They're doing a lot of work to try and improve it and make that image look a little nicer.
I you know, the airport is sufficient for flying to other places. But
yes,
that's the extent of it, isn't it?
And that's not the case for every other major city in the country. It just is not.
Yeah, I've been to other airports, and I'm like, good grief, this seems very nice. This seems very lovely. Anyway, you're gonna have to fix that. I should have pushed pause, right? Is that what I should have done? Oh well. You're gonna be able to go to the Andy Fry YouTube live chat poll right now and vote on our YouTube live chat poll. Do you like scary things? Yes or no? Do you have a definitive response to this one, Ryan? Is it complicated?
Yeah, it is complicated. It's gonna take me some time to process through it because I am a house divided against myself when it comes to this question, Andy.
Am I gonna hit open at the hard out here? Let me ask that question.
Hey, we're slow riding right into this thing.
We are probably
right
going to crash and burn. What do I hit?
Next.
Open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.